Ethereum heads for its first ever third straight red quarter. Ethereum is on course to close a third consecutive losing quarter, a stretch it has never recorded before, according to data shared by Cointelegraph on June 14, 2026. ETH traded near $1,285 at the time of writing, up about 6% over the prior 7 days, but still pointed toward a red Q2 with about 2 weeks left on the clock. The claim rests on quarterly closing prices. Ethereum has logged red quarters before, but never three back-to-back since the asset began trading. Q2 2026 ends on June 30th, and the recent bounce has not been large enough to lift the quarter into positive territory from where it started in April. A losing streak with no precedent, quarterly performance smooths out the day-to-day noise that dominates most price coverage. On that longer measure, Ethereum has spent three straight three-month blocks underwater. The previous two quarters closed lower, and the current one is tracking the same way, unless the next fortnight delivers an unusually sharp move. The standout point is the first time ever framing. Ethereum has weathered drawdowns of 80% and more in past cycles, but those tended to be concentrated in single brutal quarters, followed by a rebound. A grind of three consecutive red closes is a different shape of weakness, slower, more persistent, and harder to wave off as one bad print. Context matters here. A 6% weekly gain looks healthy in isolation, but it sits on top of a quarter that opened well above current levels. Short-term green and quarter-to-date red can coexist, and right now they do. Sentiment is not helping. The mood backdrop reinforces the picture. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 21, firmly in fear as of June 14, 2026. Readings that low usually mark stretches when buyers step back and sellers set the pace. Bitcoin traded near $64,600, up 1.3% on the day, so the broader market was steadier than ETH's quarterly tally alone suggests. The gap between Bitcoin's relative calm and Ethereum's record streak is itself part of the story. When one major asset holds while another posts a historic losing run, the question shifts from is crypto weak to why is ETH lagging its own benchmark? Persistent ETF outflows, competition from faster Layer 1 and Layer 2 chains, and a heavy supply of staked ETH have all featured in that debate over recent months. The practical math for spenders and stakers. For people who hold ETH and spend it, a long quarterly drawdown changes the math in practical ways. Funding a card from a falling balance means each purchase draws down an asset that is worth less than it was in March, which is the classic argument for spending stablecoins and holding the volatile asset instead. It also touches anyone earning staking yield on ETH. A 3% to 4% staking return does little to offset a quarter where the underlying token slid by a larger amount in dollar terms. Cards that pay rewards in ETH or route ETH staking into perks, including products from issuers like Ether.fi, look stronger on paper when the token is flat or rising, and weaker when it is grinding lower. There is a counterweight. For long-term holders who plan to keep accumulating, lower prices mean cheaper entry, and choosing to spend from your own wallet rather than liquidate into a down market is a way to stay invested while still transacting. The streak is a sentiment signal, not a verdict on Ethereum's roadmap or its base layer activity.